I think in the general election, it will come out that we don't really know who Barack Obama is. If he wins the primary, we don't really know who this guy is. This guy's past is a little hidden. And people are getting caught up in the fact that he is a good speaker. Prime example. Sean Hannity, and I likened him. I'll talk about this later. Sean Hannity asked a Frank Luntz focus group, comprised of Barack Obama supporters, to give him one specific accomplishment of Barack Obama. And basically, well, let's just run the clip. He asked two different focus groups. We're going to play both clips for you. Here's the first one.
Frank Luntz, Sean Hannity, all your Democratic friends there. Here's my question, because the likability I understand about Barack Obama. Can you ask your audience to name any one specific accomplishment that they know of?
Okay. Can you name me a specific accomplishment of Barack Obama, Lori? Can you name one?
Community organizer?
Can you name one?
No.
No?
His experience with the elderly.
Reform in Illinois? He's a great orator like Jesse Jackson.
What's that?
Reform bill in Congress.
What? Yes.
Inspirational.
So basically, you're giving all his attributes rather than his...
I want to thank them for driving Sean.
That's what they're doing.
Frank, that's my point. They just like the personality. They can't name a specific thing and they're going to vote this guy president.
You're going to hurt your hand if you keep doing that.
I don't get that.
It's true. It's almost flabbergasting. We're going back into the Twilight Zone almost with this one. Here's the second time he asked the question.
The issue, as you just showed this audience, is about personality. For the Obama supporters, specifically... Can they cite, beyond his personality, any specific Obama accomplishment?
Oh, here we go again. First, how many of you think that there's a significant policy difference between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama? Raise your hands. Not one of you. Not one of you. Then here we go. Name me a Barack Obama accomplishment.
That he served in the Senate.
That he should, so he got elected. That's an accomplishment. Name me one.
He voted in the Senate for child
So basically he votes as a senator. That's an accomplishment. Name me an Obama accomplishment.
He gave a great speech to not go to war in Iraq.
Giving a speech is not an accomplishment. Tina.
Pass.
You pass. On national television, you pass. Does anyone have an accomplishment? Okay, so some of you got one. Name one.
He's the only African-American senator in the Senate.
So because of his color, that's what you call it?
It's an accomplishment because there aren't any other African-American minorities.
Alan, you got a...
So here's the last one, by the way. I wanted to address this because he says that he's the only African-American senator in the Senate, which is true, as far as I know. I didn't want to look it up. You know why that's not an accomplishment? He didn't break down any barriers to get to that point. The barriers were broken down for him. There had been African-American senators in the Congress before. He just happened to come along and be one. So anyways, it's pretty evident that no one really knows who this Barack Obama character is. I mean, people like him because he speaks well. Let's be honest. I mean, if we're going to be honest with people, and if you really do support him for that reason, at least be honest with me. At least be honest with me and tell me, I support Barack Obama because he speaks well. And he's young. Then, there you go, and he's got a cool name. If those are the reasons you support him, at least you're being honest with me. Those are some really lousy, dumb reasons, but at least you're being honest. I don't like the people who vehemently deny the fact that they support him because he speaks well and he's got a cool name. They say, oh, well, he did this and he did that and blah. You don't even know. You don't even know. And in light of the fact that everybody is making songs for the candidate that they support, and if you read my blog, you've already have heard this and seen this. If you check the video stream on YouTube, you already saw it. But we created a song, not for a candidate that I support, because I haven't really thrown my support behind anybody since Mitt Romney and Giuliani dropped out. This song is poking fun at Barack Obama's favorite word, and we all know what that is. Here it is, the Barack Obama Change song.
Can you name me a specific accomplishment of Barack Obama? Can you name one?
No. His experience with the elderly.
He's a great orator like Jesse Jackson.
What's that?
Reform bill in Congress.
We gotta take a lesson from Mother Nature, and if you do, you'll know.
When it's time to change.
feeling most people get when they hear a Barack Obama speech. I felt this thrilling up my leg. I don't have that too often.
Let me tell you something about Barack Obama. If you're actually in the room when he gives one of those speeches and you don't cry, you're not an American.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. I've heard, and he's married to a black woman, and they're cool people. They are really cool. They were Jack and Jackie Kennedy.
When it's time to change, then it's time to change.
Economy and getting us off Iraq and just a lot of things.
Well, the reason why he would make the best president of the United States is because he stands for change. We need to be headed in the direction of forward, not backward. It's going to be the man to lead this country into the future.
Well, there you go, everybody. The Barack Obama, or as Chris Matthews likes to say, the Barack Obama. He slurs a little bit because he's crazy. The Barack Obama Change song, poking fun at the mantra of Barack Obama. I do want to make clear up a point. I made this in my video update that I likened the fact that, you know, if you like a candidate basically and solely because they speak well or they enlighten you when they speak, open up a textbook or hop on the Wikipedia, and I want you to search something. Look it up in the index, search it on Wikipedia, on Google. Look up Hitler. All right, I just want to just do it. Hitler was a great speaker. He invigorated people. He rallied people around him because of his speaking style, because he spoke well, clear, and well, kind of honest. People thought he was honest, at least. And what happened? He killed a bunch of people. Now, I'm not saying Barack Obama is going to go into office and kill 6 million Jews and persecute everybody, but I am saying that you have to look at what this person stands for, what their beliefs are, and vote that way. Because if you don't, dire consequences can happen. Not to say, again, Barack Obama's going to kill and persecute a bunch of people, but we've seen it before in the past. What the consequences are if you do not vote in somebody based upon beliefs. Now, of course, Adolf Hitler, as far as I'm aware, wasn't voted in. I'm not exactly sure, but you know, you have to be careful, and that's why you vote somebody because of beliefs and principles and not speaking, because they're not going to lead the country with just their speaking skills and their charisma. They're going to lead the country through policy, foreign policy, social policy, whatever it may be. That is what's going to truly lead the country. Now, with that all in mind, I'm going to line up the reasons why you shouldn't vote for Barack Obama. And this goes for Clinton too, but mainly for Barack Obama. Because you have a situation here where, you know, we're in a crisis now in terms of our budget. We spend a ton of money as a country. We spend way too much money as a country. And we all acknowledge that. President Bush has done a half-assed job here with conservative principles. He's cut taxes, great, awesome, grand, but then you got to cut spending, and he's got like a $3 trillion spending bill, which is just insane. Well, and people were giving him crap for that. If you don't want a $3 trillion spending bill, you do not vote a Democrat in office. Here is what Barack Obama would love to do. All right? Here is what Barack Obama would love to do. I'm going to run down some of his campaign promises and how much they cost. And Clinton, too. We'll discuss her. Don't worry. All right, so Barack Obama wants to create this credit card 5-star rating system that would rate credit cards, I guess. I don't know. But the price tag is $10 million annually, which is a lot of money. He wants a foreclosure prevention fund in over your head. Bought a home too big for your budget? No problem. Senator Obama is proposing a fund to, this is a quote, assist individuals who purchased homes that are just simply too expensive for their income levels. Basically, he says, hey, you were the idiot who knew you bought a house that was too big for you, knew you bought a house that you couldn't afford, but you bought it anyways, and guess what? Your lucky day, the government's going to bail you out. You, in effect, don't teach them a lesson. In effect, they'll go and buy another bigger house, And this $10 billion, which the first year cost is estimated at, would grow and grow and grow and grow and grow until it's $1 trillion. And look where we're at, even in more debt. He wants to create a 5E Youth Service Corps. The 5Es stand for Energy, Efficiency, Environmental Education, and Employment, as well as a Green Job Corps to engage disconnected and disadvantaged youth in all things green. No exact amount on that, but let's just say it'd be a lot of money. And he's doing it in the name of global warming, so it's just, it's peachy. Supports requiring employers to give all employees 5 days of paid sick leave. Supports encouraging the diversity in the ownership of broadcast media. Promote the development of new media outlets for expression of diverse viewpoints and clarify the public interest obligations of broadcasters who occupy the nation's spectrum. That is basically a fairness doctrine. All in all, Obama's proposals total $287 billion. Now we get to add on a couple things that weren't added on into that. He would love to start a jobs fund that would spend $210 billion creating jobs in construction. Oh, but wait, there's more. Here comes global warming again. $150 billion to create 5 million so-called green-collar jobs to develop more environmentally friendly energy sources. Do you notice a theme here? A theme here is communism. Let's put it blatantly. He takes away power from the private sector. I'm going to create jobs, taking away power from the private sector. I'm going to force businesses to give paid sick leave, taking away power from the private sector. I'm going to require broadcast media outlets to give diverse amount of time, equal time, to different opposing viewpoints, taking away power from the private sector. Guess what that is, folks? Communism. Plain and simple. I'm not saying he's a full-out communist. I'm not saying he's Marx reincarnated. I'm simply saying he has communist ideas that he would love to implement while in office. And he will, if elected. Now, that's just one thing. That's $210 billion. He would also love to... God, I hate when this happens. He would also love to have a Global Poverty Act. Basically, it would demand the president develop and implement a policy to cut extreme global poverty in half by 2015 through aid, trade, and debt relief. Oh, and guess how much that costs? $845 billion. Almost 1% of the U.S.'s gross national product to foreign aid. $845 billion. Combine all of that, and you've got a wonderfully... But you've got $1.3 trillion right there. In his proposals alone, that's new proposals. That doesn't include the budget for all the departments, which we know, that's that right there, by the way, I just realized this, is half of the $3 trillion that President Bush proposed for his budget. Half. And that doesn't even include... salaries for people. That doesn't even include budgets for the departments. That includes none of that. None of that. This is what people don't realize. You tell that to an Obama supporter and they wouldn't know it. They'd be flabbergasted to hear that he wants to spend that much money. Want some more communist ideas? Here is straight out of his... economic plan. Currently, 75 million working Americans, roughly half the U.S. workforce, lack employer-based requirement plans. Even when workers are given the option of joining employer-based plans, many do not take up the option because it requires considerable work to research plans and investment portfolios and enroll in the plan. Barack Obama's retirement security plan will automatically enroll workers in a workplace pension plan. Taking away power from the private sector and transferring that power to the government. That's communism. Let's keep that in mind. Break this down now. An individual doesn't want to enroll in their workers' pension plan. Fine, the worker says, whatever. Workplace says, who cares? I'm sorry, workplace pension plan. The workplace says, whatever, I don't care. It's the worker's choice, their pension plan. But not under Barack Obama. Barack Obama would force them, automatically, without even asking them, enroll them in the workplace plan. What does that do? Creates more work for the workplace, more expenses for the workplace, and guess what that does? That discourages workplaces to move here. Beautiful plan. taking away power from the private sector, transferring it over to the government. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. Simplifying tax filings for middle-class Americans. The IRS estimated in 2004 that it took more than 28 hours for an individual to complete his or her tax filing. And keep a long story short, he wants to make this thing where the IRS has money and or has people's names and stuff and files the forms for you. Once again, taking the power away from private sector, which would include the citizens, and transferring it to the government. Do you see where I'm going with this? This is what you're going to see. This is what is going to happen if you elect this guy. You are going to have a mass amount of government control, which is no good. The stuff that we fought for 50 years, communism, is trickling back in. And you know what they use to defend it? The idea that, well, all these industrialized countries have health care and all this stuff. So, since when did America, since when did the United States copycat other countries? We have always been the country of innovation. We will do our own thing. We are rebels. We will do what we believe is best for us. Using the argument that every industrialized country has whatever is not a valid argument for me.